The state is releasing a high-tech survey for an area of the western interior that's produced abundant gold. An airborne geophysical survey covered 850 square miles in the Iditarod and Innoko region near McGrath. The state says the area has produced 2.3 million ounces of gold. Most of that has been placer gold, with little coming from hard rock lode sources. State geologist Dave Zumagala says the survey has identified potential in new areas that could be the source of the placer gold.
It shows possibilities for other gold-related properties that might be related to the granites out in that area. So it's a pretty exciting survey. It's opened up a lot of ground to further exploration by mining companies, and we hope that's going to spur work in the future.
Zumagala says past studies have indicated that the Iditarod and Innoko lode gold is in granite and rock in area mountains. He says known deposits at Donlin Creek and Chicken Mountain near Flat have confirmed this, but the survey has identified new targets.
Some of the hills that weren't known in the past to have granite really seem to indicate that there's some kind of granite maybe just below the surface, or just by either covered by vegetation, or it might just be slightly below a rock cap. So something that seems relatively explorable by people.
Zumagala says the state-contracted survey employed helicopter-borne electromagnetic and magnetic scanning that identifies rock types. He says the information has to be followed up with on-the-ground mapping and drilling. Some state land in the Iditarod and Innoko area is already staked, but Zumagala says there's room for new claims.